The Lord be with you. Do you ever have trouble sleeping? Well, if you do have trouble sleeping, don't feel that you're alone. I mean, from what I'm hearing from a lot of people, and with warnings from the Center for Disease Control and all those TV commercials about sleep aids, there seems to be a near epidemic of sleepless nights. People having trouble falling asleep, trouble staying asleep. We worry about our jobs, about the economy, about our health, about what's going on in the country. I know quite a bit about sleepless nights myself, which takes me to the Word of God, where in the Word of God, we see many of God's great spiritual giants who also had a hard time sleeping. Well, take Job, for example. Job chapter 7, verse 4, where he says, "The night is long, and I am full of tossing until dawn." There's David in Psalm 6, verse 6, where David says, "I am weary with my mourning every night. I flood my bed with tears." And then there's a psalmist, Asaph, Psalm 77, verse 2. "In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying." So don't feel guilty if you're having trouble sleeping. You're in pretty good company. But it's what we do with those sleepless nights that makes the difference. I want to suggest to you three things that I've learned from the Word of God and three things that have helped me in those nights where I'm having trouble sleeping so that I don't try so much to fight it as to go with it. Number one. The first thing I've learned to do in the middle of a sleepless night is to meditate. That's right, meditate. A woman said to me one time, she said, "You know, I don't know how to meditate." And so I asked her, "Do you know how to worry?" And she said, "Oh yeah, I know how to worry." Then I said, "If you know how to go over and over and over again something in your mind, then you know how to meditate." I like to meditate on God's word on those sleepless nights. Psalm 1, verse 2 says that the truly blessed person in life is a person who meditates on God's word day and night. Psalm 119, verse 48 says, "My eyes are awake before the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promise." So oftentimes at night, just before I go to bed, I like to look at a verse or two of scripture that I can have with me in my mind so that if I can't sleep, I can meditate on it. I can think on it. I can go over and over it again. I think of it as God wanting to spend time with me on those nights I can't sleep so that I can meditate on God's word and I can meditate on God. I can think about God, about his love, about his greatness, about his care for me. And let me tell you, it sure is a lot better than meditating on my worries. Listen to David in Psalm 63, where in the wilderness of Judah, David is hiding out in some cave or desert wash, and David says he can't sleep. And David says, he says, "My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast. My mouth praises you with joyful lips when I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night." Okay, number two. The second thing on nights I can't fall asleep or stay asleep is, well, I like to listen for God to speak to me. The quiet of the night, the stillness, there's no TV playing, no phone calls. I find it all makes sleepless nights especially good for listening for God to speak. I think here of the little boy Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 3. as he hears the voice of God calling to him in the middle of the night. And Samuel responds, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Or there's King Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3, who in the middle of the night, Solomon hears the voice of God. He hears the voice of God asking Solomon what he wants most in his life. And in Psalm 16, verse 7, David says, "I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel in the night. Also my heart instructs me." I find that very interesting, that God guides him. He counsels him in the night, speaking from within his heart. And I'm sure that some of you, that you've heard God speaking to you in the night, where God guides you. He shows you what he wants to do. He tells you to act. And then number three, I find on nights I can't sleep, well, it's a good time for catching up on my prayer and praise. Our Lord Jesus Christ often spent nights in prayer. And the psalmist in Psalm 88, verse 1 says, "O Lord God of my salvation, at night I cry out in your presence." Or Psalm 42, verse 8, "By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life." So at night, if I'm having trouble sleeping, I try not to fight it. I rest in the fact that God knows, God knows when I need sleep. And if I'm not sleeping, then God has some important business he wants to do with me. As I meditate on God's word, as I listen for God to speak to me personally, and finally, as I use that time to pray and praise God. Here's a little bedtime prayer I've come to pray. Loving Father, as I lay my bed on my pillow, I ask your Holy Spirit and your holy angels to keep watch over me and those whom I love. You, who are the keeper of Israel, neither slumber nor sleep, you keep watch. I place in your strong and tender hands my worries, my problems, my heartaches, as they are yours to carry, not mine. As I sleep, sow your thoughts into my thoughts, so that when I awake, I will know your mind. And as I linger in bed for a few moments, help me, Lord, to listen. Like the little boy Samuel, so I pray, here I am, Lord, speak. I'm listening. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thank you for listening. Until next time.